Let us offer a consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified. We ask that we may love you in all things. We ask that we may trust you in all things, and we ask that we may come to worship you in a way that glorifies your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Friday. We have finished the week. And as we continue on, as we get prepared for the weekend, we have an interesting reading. And strangely enough, this reading I have to deal with on a regular basis, believe it or not. It comes to us from the Gospel of Luke and reflects today when I hear when I have to discuss this reading, it reflects a great misunderstanding of what is known in the Catholic circles as the charismatic renewal. It's a great misunderstanding. People don't understand that, and it's not surprising, I guess, is a way to put it, especially in the American culture, because when you think of what the charismatic renewal is, which I'm in support of it. You have to realize that, and of course, you probably are quite familiar with the teachings of Father Tom DiLorenzo, who's also on WROL, sister station to WEZE. And of course, Father Tom DiLorenzo has been involved with the Charismatic Renewal, I think, since day one. So we understand that there is this Charismatic Renewal. Well, one of the problems is, some people believe, and I've actually had priests say this to me, you have to be careful not to let someone pray over you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit because they can put the devil in you, which is interesting because that exact issue is brought up by today's reading in Luke. What we're talking about is Jesus is casting out demons. And the Pharisees, who are always trying to find some reason to despise him, say, well, the reason why he's casting out demons is that he is he's a demon himself. And it's by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that he drives out demons. So first of all, notice that they are ascribing the action of God to the demonic, which, by the way, is a form of blasphemy. But we won't go there too much. And then they added to this that this is demonic, that he's doing, that his work is demonic and all this other stuff. Whereas Jesus is coming to heal. And so Jesus makes the statement to them. And he says, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? And so he says that is just not true. And he makes it clear in another gospel, I believe it's Matthew, where he says, you know, this is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You are rejecting the work of God, which means you're closing yourself off from God. And that is the sin that can't be forgiven. Now, what does that mean? Any sin can be forgiven, except for the sin you refuse to allow yourself to be forgiven for. If you see God coming and he's coming to save you and you say, I don't want anything to do with you, you can't be saved. Any more than if you're on a sinking ship and someone comes to save you and you go, I don't want to be saved. I want to go down with the sinking ship. There's nothing they can do for you. Or better yet, this is actually documented. Many times we have someone who has some kind of serious injury and refuses treatment. They document the person refuses treatment. So if the person were to die, they have it documented, the person refused treatment. And these are real situations where God, where Jesus is bringing up, you know, if you're going to constantly reject and reject and reject that God's work is in your midst, then you'll never see it and there's nothing that can be done for you. But one of the things that happens with the charismatic renewal, as I told you, is people will turn around and say, well, this is really demonic. And if they pray over you, they're going to put the devil in you. And I've actually listened to Catholic priests who have said that, obviously from the United States. So I speak to other priests from other countries and say, have you ever heard of this? And they just look at me as if, are you kidding me? And I say, no, it's true. They will say this. And they say, that's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That is not true. And, you know, there's this real curmudgeon of a priest out of England who's, he wants to spread the word, and he's just a curmudgeon. It's just like, how does this guy actually write? Because he never writes anything positive. And he hates the charismatic renewal. And it's like, don't you understand? This is real serious stuff to not be teaching within the context of the church. You can find the charismatic gifts not only in the Bible, you can find them in the catechism. You can find them in the catechism of Vatican II. You can find them in the catechism of Trent. They're addressed there. And what they basically say is that, yes, the Holy Spirit bestows gifts on someone, and some of these gifts are very powerful, of healing or are others, but they don't signify holiness. If a person has a gift of healing, and it is true, a genuine gift of the Holy Spirit, and the person can pray over you and lead you to be healed, if it is God's will, God is using that person as an instrument of his healing, but it means nothing else about the person. Anything else about the person, whether or not the person is a holy person or not, comes from the way they're living their life. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicGaudiMedia.com. That's CatholicGaudiMedia.com. And don't forget, if you're interested in a confirmation program for high school students, we have limited seating available. You can sign up at St. Anthony Confirmation.com. That's Saint St. Anthony Confirmation.com. Or you can send us a note through the contact tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Alston and Brighton students, well, I guess surrounding areas, but not very surrounding. If you're coming from Worcester, it's probably best if you go into a parish in Worcester, but plus it's another diocese. But you hear what I'm saying, Alston, Brighton area. So anyway, if you're interested, we have limited seating available, and we're doing a newer program. Of course, it's free. So you're welcome to check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com. And also sign up for confirmation, SaintStAnthonyConfirmation.com. So anyway, we are talking about the gospel and the Holy Spirit working. We're talking about the charismatic renewal. There's this whole absolutely horrendous urban legend story that you will hear all the time. It comes from these groups that despise the charismatic renewal, and no one has any right to do that. You can choose not to be part of it. Obviously, you don't have to join it. You don't have to have anything to do with it. But you can't turn around and say that it is demonic. That is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, or at least a form of it. That is blaspheming God. It is real, and it is powerful. And for some people, it can be a stepping stone to a deeper form of faith, and then eventually they may turn and go deeper into church and not get as much involved in the charismatic renewal. And that is true too. One of the problems, and people have mentioned there have been problems with the charismatic renewal. One of the problems of the renewal would actually come from a lack of leadership from the national level. There isn't a lot of good leadership on the national level. I mean, there aren't a lot of bishops. I don't think there are any bishops in the United States that really give a strong leadership level element to the charismatic renewal. And that presents a problem. I will be perfectly honest with you. That presents a real problem. You need a stronger leadership element to the charismatic renewal on a national level. Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, presents some form of leadership, and they have a lot of good lay leaders that come out of the charismatic renewal and a lot of good lay teachers. But you still need a good leadership model from for the charismatic renewal on the bishop level, which we don't have. Generally, I don't think anywhere in the United States. Maybe there is. So that's important. But this apocryphal story, which, by the way, is false, is that someone is praying in tongues, which you probably heard of praying in tongues. The official name is glossolalia. But anyway, it's praying in tongues. They're speaking. They're praying in a tongue that they don't understand, which will scare any American away. But it's real. And it's a form of prayer. And it's always understood that there is prayer being made beyond what the person would know what they themselves need. And so it's a form of prayer. Well, this apocryphal statement is someone is praying in tongues, and it just so happens that the person standing next to them has this degree and languages, and son of a gun, if that person can't translate that what's being said, and what's actually being said is something demonic. That's a story you hear all the time. Yeah, I heard this story. Well, name me the people in the story. Well, no, I heard it from so-and-so, heard it from so-and-so. It's an urban legend. And it's a false story. Why? Because as I discuss this with others from other parts of the world, they will say, you can't, which I will tell you too, you can't pray to the Holy Spirit and have the devil come out. It doesn't work that way because you're praying to the Holy. You are have all intentions of praying to God, and God is saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to divert your prayer to the devil. It doesn't work that way. That is blaspheming the Holy Spirit to say that the Lord would do that. There is something else as well there, and that is the prayer of tongues actually allows you to pray as a group with people with whom you don't speak any other language. Have a blessed weekend. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.